The anti-coup alliance led by the Muslim Brotherhood held mass rallies in support of Gaza on Friday. The protests were in adherence to a call by the alliance for a new week of protests under the slogan, the Eid of the Martyrs. Demonstrators denounced what they described an anti-Palestinian resistance stance taken by the government of former defense minister, now President Sisi, and other U.S. allies in the region.
If Egypt or any other Arab nation, including Saudi Arabia, is against the resistance, this should be labeled as anti-resistance countries. You have to be with the resistance of the Palestinians against the tyrannic Israeli and international community.
Egyptians from all streams, including the liberal and leftist ones, have also denounced an Egyptian initiative for a ceasefire in Gaza, supported by many Arab regimes, along with key players in the international community, as only serving the interests of Israel. They also criticized the continuation of the closure of key crossings between Egypt and Gaza, which helped Israel enforce its illegal, crippling siege on the Strip.
More than 800 martyrs now. They are besieged from all directions, including the Rafah crossing. We can't deliver urgent needed aid. We have to find a way.
What's happening in Gaza is immoral. What's happening to Palestinians is immoral. This cannot be. Egyptian hearts go out to the Palestinians.
Egyptians are angry at the inhumane Israeli aggression on Gaza, but it's still not clear whether they can persuade the military-backed government into taking a pro-Palestinian stance or not, especially at a time when protesters of all kinds are facing a regular crackdown at home, whether they are protesting against the overthrow of ex-president Mohamed Morsi, the policies of the government, or the lifting of subsidies. Mohamed Chalabi, Press TV, Cairo.